You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Intuitive Strength Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Bree Ogletree. I am an online fitness coach specifically for women. I teach women how to use strength training to reach their fitness goals long term so that they can become the strongest, sexiest versions of themselves. It has been a minute since I've posted a podcast episode or posted a video, and a lot has changed since I posted my last episode in my personal life. And I've just been working on a couple of other things in my business as well, which is why I haven't posted. My last episode was September 19th, and 2 days after that, I officially got a girlfriend. I officially started exclusively seeing my partner, Alex. She's amazing. So over the last 6 months, we've been working on, you know, spending time together, figuring out, you know, our relationship and the logistics of it all. She currently right now lives in Portland, Oregon, and I live in New Jersey. So we've had to be really intentional about the time that we spend together. So that has been, you know, taking up a lot of time, but in the best way possible. It has been beautiful and fun and exciting and hard, and we're figuring it out. But yeah, that has been a huge piece of my life these last 6 months. And then in terms of the business, I just pivoted my focus a little bit more. I kind of went insular when it comes to the business. I do have my membership out still, currently Thrive, but I have been working on things on the back end in terms of promoting that, figuring out which directions I want to go in terms of promoting the membership. That has been my focus over the last 6 months. So I've been going to, you know, in-person conferences, meeting people, trying to figure out the direction that I want to go. I did do a couple of workshops when it comes to Thrive, so pre-recorded. I just did a live challenge called Ignite, all around strength training for women. So that's kind of what my focus has been over the last 6 months in terms of the business. So again, that's why I've been gone. But I, at this point in time, am looking to pick back up the podcast, hopefully get a good rhythm going with that. I think the last episode I said what I might do is do a batch of episodes. So you might see a few episodes, you know, for the next 6 to 8 weeks, and then I may take another hiatus. It just depends on where I decide to take the business and what I decide to focus on, but I will give you guys a heads up. But that's just a quick, you know, synopsis of what I've been up to. Hopefully you've been well as well. But yeah, I do plan to post a few episodes over the coming weeks. So hopefully you're excited about that. We'll get into today's topic. So today I'm talking about how to keep your workouts fresh and exciting and fun. When you are following a strength-based program. So if you're in Thrive, you're probably used to how I program, and you can probably tell that it's kind of formatted very similarly from month to month. And there's definitely a reason for that. When it comes to strength training, when it comes to getting results and changing your body, transforming your body, getting stronger, getting leaner, just getting in better shape overall, we want to have a structure to what we're doing so that we can continue making progress over the long term. And your body needs to, again, adapt to those specific exercises, to that specific workout, to getting stronger. So they're formatted in that way to allow you to continue making progress, to continue seeing improvements in the movement that you're doing. So in a particular exercise, like a squat or a hinge or things like that. So what can happen when we are following a pretty regimented program that's kind of set up similarly from month to month is that we can start to feel a little bit bored. We can start to get bored with our workouts. This has definitely happened to me. We start to get a little bit bored. We're kind of like stuck in a routine. We're like, okay, this is no longer exciting or fun or things like that. So this episode is just a few ideas to keep in mind if you're getting to that point where you're like, okay, I've been following this program. Maybe you're not seeing the immediate results that you thought you would see. And that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother episode. But this is just how to keep your head in the game. So how to keep showing up, even though it may not seem like the most exciting thing in the world and your workouts may be getting a little bit boring. So if that's you, this episode is definitely for you. Keep on listening. I have three ideas. So three simple things that you can do if you're starting to feel that way about your workouts. And I'm only going to talk about three because I don't want to overwhelm you. And these are things that you can start thinking about right away to help freshen up your workout routine. So that's what we're going to get into today. So if you're not already subscribed to the channel, so I'm on YouTube, I have the audio version of this on pretty much any podcasting app you can think of. Make sure you're subscribed because I will be posting a few more episodes over the coming weeks. So definitely subscribe if you are a woman who wants to use strength training to reach their body goals long term. You're looking for a sustainable solution to working out. And you know that strength training is going to help you get you to your goals. This is where I pretty much, you know, riff on anything that I think is going to help you along your workout journey. So my podcast is where you're going to want to go to get the best information I have to offer, the best free information I have to offer to help you along your specific strength training journey. Okay, so idea number one is going to be and this is really just a programming guideline. So if you are in Thrive or if you're thinking about joining Thrive, this is how I switch up the workouts. So idea number one is to switch your programming. So not only will this keep your workouts fresh because you're seeing new exercises and things every 4 to 6 weeks, it's also going to help you and is required for adaptation and improving your lifts. So getting stronger and seeing progress. So we don't want to be doing the same exact workout, the same exact routine every single time we go to the gym, but we do also need repetition as well. So it's a balance between repetition, so repeating those exercises so you get better in terms of movement mechanics of those exercises, you get stronger in those exercises, but it's also a balance between switching it up so that you're not plateauing and you're not getting bored with your routine. So it's a balance between those two. Okay, so again, switching it up is required for adaptation, for continuing to respond to what you're doing in your workouts. And then it's a long enough time to allow you to get better in those specific lifts. So if you're doing a goblet squat, for example, for the first month, the next month you may want to switch up to something like an offset squat or maybe like a double kettlebell squat, something like that. Something where you're still doing the same movement mechanics, but you are doing a different variation of that exercise. And again, the reason for that is to keep it fun and fresh, to allow you to continue adapting to your training, but also still allowing you to get stronger in the process. So that's idea number one. And if you're not already doing that, chances are you may not be following a program, which is why you may be doing the same exact things every time you go to the gym. I tell you right now, if you switch up your routine every 4 to 6 weeks, you will see more progress with your workouts, with your strength gains, with your physique gains. You will see better progress if you do this. So my recommendation is 4 to 6 weeks. Some coaches push it to 8 weeks, but I think 4 to 6 weeks is a sweet spot to allow you to have that psychological trigger, like new workouts. Like it's fun and exciting. So with Thrive, we do switch up the workouts every 4 weeks. So every month you're getting a brand new plan and you're going to see different exercises, different workout guidance, just different sets and reps and things to allow you to not be bored. Number one, I definitely don't want you to be bored during your workouts, but also to allow you to continue making adaptations to what you're doing. so that we're not doing the same thing month after month, and you're actually seeing some progress. So you can do this too with your training plan. If you don't have a training plan right now, I highly recommend you get on one. You'll see much better progress if you do have a plan. If you need guidance on that, I do have a free resource. It's called Lifting Made Easy. It's a workout template. It'll show you exactly how to format your workouts, what exercises to pick. So that's a great place to start if you're looking for some guidance. So you can grab that at train.briogletree.com/lift. And again, it's just a free workout template to help you figure out what the heck you're doing for your workouts. And then following that plan for four to six weeks is my recommendation. All right, number two. So idea number two for keeping your workouts fun and fresh and not boring is varying your conditioning. So conditioning, especially in my program Thrive, we save conditioning for the end, or I recommend doing it on a different day. The focus really is strength training for these plans, because they have the strength training alone has the biggest impact in terms of your results when it comes to getting stronger, changing your physique, transforming your body. So we really focus on strength training, but this is an area where you can get creative and get fun and decide what you're going to do for your cardiovascular health, or if you're looking to do some extra like hypertrophy work. So isolation exercises, like for your arms, for your legs, for your glutes, things like that. I recommend using conditioning to help keep your workouts fun and fresh. Okay, so ideas are gonna be HIIT workouts. Great way, number one, to get conditioning. If you have a fat loss goal, it's great for that. It's great for cardiovascular health. It's also a great format if you are short on time. So, but if you're looking to spice up your workouts a little bit, HIIT workouts may be where you wanna go. I do enjoy HIIT workouts in small dosages. Like, I like the challenge of being able to do, you know, as many reps as I can in a certain amount of time, or completing exercises as quickly as I can. I like that little push and that little challenge, especially at the end of a strength training workout. But I keep these workouts or these conditioning sessions super short, so that I get the benefit from it, but I'm also not like killing myself, you know, at the end of a workout. So HIIT workouts are great. If you like cardio, long, slow duration cardio, so low intensity, slow duration cardio is another option. Or this could be like walking. So if you like to get outside, like I do, I love to hike, I love to walk outside. That's a great option. So you can go to different locations. If you're, you know, if you're doing this on a different day, maybe go for a hike at a beautiful location. You know, the hiking outside and walking outside is definitely more exciting for me. So I try to do it that way. And then your hypertrophy work. So hypertrophy work is usually when you're focused on specific muscle groups. So maybe you're focused on your biceps or your triceps or your shoulders or your glutes. You can keep your training fun and fresh by focusing on the areas that you want to focus on. So if you want to build your glutes, maybe doing some extra exercises or a tri-set, drop-set situation where you're pumping your glutes out. Same thing for your arms. If you want to really define your arms, really focusing there. That's a fun way to keep your workouts fresh as well. So just focusing on the areas that you want to focus on when it comes to your accessory and hypertrophy work. So those are just a few ideas, but that all I kind of put into the category of conditioning. So I feel like you have a little bit more wiggle room there when it comes to getting a little creative. And it comes down to your goals as well. So if you want to build muscle and you're looking to build muscle in a certain area, maybe your conditioning is more focused on hypertrophy work. But if you have a fat loss goal, for example, maybe you want to do a couple HIIT workouts a week to help with that, and then also to keep it fun and exciting. But varying your conditioning is a great place to keep your workouts fun and exciting. And you can switch this up each workout, so it doesn't have to be the same thing every workout you do. In Thrive, we do, you know, a HIIT workout a week, something along the lines of a HIIT workout. We do long, slow duration cardio, and we do hypertrophy work. So I try to incorporate all three of those. So again, it's not boring. And we kind of hit all of our bases when it comes to conditioning. The last idea for keeping your workouts interesting, fun, and creative is to include exercises you enjoy. Now, I know that sounds like a no-brainer, but sometimes it is important to do the exercises we just think are fun, right? In order to keep us showing up for our workouts, to keep our workouts interesting, in order to keep showing up for our goals, right? So it's important as part of a well-rounded program just to do workouts that or exercises that you enjoy. Sometimes with training, and it depends on your goal here, but it might be necessary to do exercises that you don't necessarily love. Like, for example, I don't love to squat. I've never really enjoyed squatting, but I do it because I know it's going to make me stronger. It's going to make me a better mover. It's going to make me a better Olympic lifter. Like, I love to do snatch and clean and jerk. And I know when I work on my squat, when I get stronger in my squat, my front squat especially, I become a better cleaner and a better snatcher. So I definitely still do front squats. I drill front squats like crazy because I know the benefits of doing that for my Olympic lifting. So sometimes it's necessary to do exercises we don't necessarily love, but we can do different variations of those exercises to make them more enjoyable. And we can also, again, just incorporate more exercises that we do enjoy. In Thrive, you get tons of options. So in every aspect of the workout, you're going to get an option. So if I say pick a squat, you're literally choosing from the variations that I'm giving you. So that's what I love about Thrive as well, because it really is a choose your own adventure. So even if I'm telling you to squat, you can say, and you don't like it, you can say, okay, hey, I don't love to squat, but I don't mind this variation, or I actually like this variation of a squat. So I'm going to do that one. So I like that autonomy in Thrive to allow you to keep your workouts fun and fresh. Accessory work is also a great place to incorporate exercises that you enjoy more. So your accessory work and your conditioning. We already kind of talked about conditioning as well. I kind of group accessory work and conditioning, hypertrophy work, all in one category. But this is a great place, again, to work on exercises that you really want to do. So if you have a goal of building your glutes, for example, maybe you want to focus more on glute training in this area. If you want to build out your arms, you want to build out your shoulders, maybe you're focused there. I try to incorporate all of these things in Thrive so that you have those options. But that's a great place to incorporate exercises that you enjoy.
Hello, it's Brie again from the future. I realized as I was editing this episode that I got cut off on the end with my conclusion. So I'm just going to do it right here. All I wanted to say was I hope those three ideas for keeping your workouts fun and fresh are helpful to you. If they are, please let me know. You can shoot me a voice message if you're listening on the podcast. You can leave a comment below if you're watching on YouTube. And be sure to subscribe if you are looking for more workout guidance, especially as it relates to strength training and transforming your body, getting stronger, and getting the results that you want to see from your workouts. And lastly, if you are interested in my free training resource, it's called The Lifting Made Easy. It's a free workout template that you can grab. You can head to train.breeogletree.com/lift, and I will send that over to you. All right, so I will see you in the next episode. Talk to you later.